Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know what we're going to get on the radio right now? I think the only offensive player on the Saints that would have started off with the Eagles Super Bowl team. Now, he might have to play guard. He might have been the center.
Good setup.
He's been playing with everybody money over here. But I want you to move. He wants you to move to guard. He told Alonzo he wanted him to be
With the Eagles. We just put him with the Eagles, the starting guard. And I think I was being honest. I said, let me tell you, Eric McCoy, look at the Eagles team, the Super Bowl champs, and the Saints. I said, Eric McCoy is the only one that can start off with the Eagles on our team.
So
I'm keeping it real.
That might be a little bit true, but I'm going to be the captain of the offensive line.
But I don't know. The Eagles just paid their center.
They paid him a lot.
I think he want to get in line to make sure I get that type of contract.
Yeah. I don't know. Center, guard, you need to do it both, right? Harry, you got to do it all.
No, not me. No, sir. I play center.
But isn't it good for your resume? If you're young on your resume, you can play center.
Yes, absolutely.
Eric said he ain't young no more.
But not me.
I got you.
So, Eric, you're adding another piece to the board in picking up Kevin Banks Jr. Mm-hmm. You know, just I don't know how much you know about him. He was an Outland Trophy winner as far as this past year.
Coming
into the year, most draft pundits had him as the number one tackle. So I think it's a little bit about choice, you know, when you talk about whether he's the first, second, or third, on the fit. But without even looking at him, you know, what are some of the things that you guys want him to have to buy into to be able to fit in that room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the offensive line is going to set the standard of the entire team. And that starts with me, obviously. But then it trickles down. It trickles down from C's to the young guys. And so it's like something he's going to buy in. Like we and he, as a rookie, is going to have to buy into the attitude, buy in that we have to be the protector of the team, protector of the quarterback, and that we are going to have to establish a run game.
Now, Eric, the question I have for you, how do you view this? Now, you're coming out of college, and Fuaga was flexible. Mm-hmm. He always played right tackle at Oregon State, mm-hmm. then we moved to left tackle, however he could help the team. But now you have an individual who's always played left tackle, now Fuaga can go back to right tackle. But to talk about that transition, maybe we could have in with the coaches talking to a player. And would Fuaga be interested in going back to his position when he's played in college, going back to right tackle? In those rookie years, he's played left tackle. Mm-hmm. But now you have – that's his more natural position based on coming into the league. And then now you're going with Banks at left tackle. Mm-hmm. So do you see that maybe coming about?
It could. It 100% could. But I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you that Tali is – I can tell you that Tali is an extremely talented individual.
Right.
Like left, right, you could line him up any position on the offensive line. I think he'd be a dog, because he just got that dog in him. I don't know if it's that poly blood running through his veins, but like it could happen.
Well, could Trevor Penning be a dog at guard? Because we need him.
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's got the size.
Yeah,
he's got the athleticism. He's got the physicality, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that could happen, but that's also above my pay grade. As we all know.
I want to know before Bobby goes,
from
a health standpoint wise, how are you doing, and have you been doing anything in the OTA sessions that started a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. You know, I appreciate you asking.
Yeah.
I am doing well. You know, last year was a tough year for me, just physically. Had a couple soft tissue injuries. But I've been a full participant in OTAs. I stayed here through the majority of the offseason in the training room, in the weight room with the new staff, Ted, Luke, Riley, Bird, all those guys, trying to build up my soft tissue resiliency, because that's just something that plagued me all of last year. And in my career, that's where I've had issues. Like, I've never had a broken bone. I've never had a – yeah. I'm with you.
I got you, brother. I'm knocking on the wood for you.
Well, if you wouldn't have got hurt against the Eagles, we'd have beat the Eagles. I still say that.
That's a compliment. I appreciate that. He's been saying that.
Yeah.
See, playing the center position, and I told this to Bob all the time, other than quarterback, I think it's the toughest position to play in the NFL. Because not only you have to do your job, you the communicator. You got to talk to the guards, guard talk to the tackles. But also sometimes you got to kind of calm the quarterback and make sure you're picking up now a lot of interior blitzes. Years ago, that was all coming from the edge when Bob played. That was a lot coming from the edge, not as much in the middle. Today, you see all these delays, and they kind of try to trick you.
Yeah.
Mentally, that's a difficult position to play.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And third down itself, like, that's an entire game plan. Like, you
just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen, they gonna throw some bad word stuff at you. So, it is a hard position to play because, like you said, the mental part, the mental aspect, like, you really have to lock in, especially on third down days. But then you also have the same physical aspect as every other offensive lineman on the team. I'm not going to say it's the hardest. I'm not going to say it's the second hardest. Because I think just offensive line in general is a hard position to play, especially pass protection. Like, you're going backwards against other men that are more athletic than you, and you got to stop them. Like, that takes a grown-ass man to, sorry, excuse my language.
No, you can say that.
You're good.
It takes a grown man to do that.
You know, Mark Schlereth, who's on Fox, said the exact same thing you said. Every time I lined up, that guy across from me, he was more athletically gifted. So I got to beat him technically.
Damn right.
And mentally.
Got to beat him technically.
Damn right. Technically and mentally.
Years.
Damn right.
Now, as far as beating someone mentally, how do you, like a teammate, because I know in college I don't like it. No Aggie like no damn Longhorn. So now you got Mr. Kelvin. You got Kelvin coming to town, and now he's going to be a rookie.
He's buying breakfast. He's treating breakfast.
Are you going to make him sing? Are you going to make him sing for you?
Absolutely. You know, we're more of it. We don't make him sing all the time. Special occasions, you know, birthdays.
Right.
That's really the only one to make him sing. But, you know, he'll have his rookie duties. That's just what it is. I might go a little bit harder on him just because, you know, went to Texas University.
Yeah, you'll give him one of these, horns down.
I got to give him a hard time.
Gig him, Aggies, gig him.
Gig him all the way. He's gonna have a hard time. I can't wait for him to get those Mano's breakfast sandwiches on Saturday. I can't.
They coming.
Wait, they coming. You know they coming. With some syrup, strawberry jelly. It's gonna be a great time.
Saints center Eric McCoy joining us here. And just curious, your initial impressions, head coach Kellen Moore, and maybe give some hope for this Houdat Nation out there, man. They've been hurting after last season, obviously.
Hell, they ain't the only ones. No, I'll just say he's young, he's offensive-minded, and he's fresh off a Super Bowl win.
Right.
So he has the pedigree. He commands a room. And I think he's brought excitement back to players, staff. So I'm excited for who he can be for this team and this city. Like you said, last year was a rough one for us.
Right.
Last couple have been rough for us. So.
Also, you know, if you had to make the second pick for the Saints, is there a certain position at least you would want to target? I know, above your pay grade.
Very above my pay grade.
If you're drafting in Madden, I guess, who are you picking for the Saints?
Are you asking my guess?
No, who Eric McCoy
who
would
McCoy
want?
Yeah. Want?
Or who you guess at a quarterback, maybe late first, early second, at 40th, or move up, or?
I'll be honest with you, like, I don't know. So what I thought was going to happen was we were going to snag that cat that Carolina got, and then we were going to backdoor and trade up for another tackle. But obviously, hopefully, that I might just flip-flop.
Might be something flip-flop that happens.
Might be a little flip-flop. But I do love the Kelvin Banks pick. Anytime we get offensive talent added to the room, offensive line talent added to the room, like,
I have a question for you. I mean, I'm going to ask it even though, oh, Bobby, it's a draft show. Would you be against at least making the phone call to give Aaron Rodgers $10 million to come to New Orleans? I mean, why not? look what Aaron Rodgers has done. People want to say, like,
you going to read off the stats?
No, you got to read off the stats.
We don't have that kind of time.
You have to look at what he did last year. People don't realize how dominant Aaron Rodgers was last year. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he threw for right under 4,000 yards, mm-hmm. 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I don't know. That sounds pretty good to me. That sounds like an old man to me.
So Bobby, you
pay him $10 million.
When is he reporting?
I mean, come on,
Bobby. When is he reporting?
Before you start the regular season,
we gotta call him up because you want to get the Houdat Nation excited. You want the dome pack, feast or famine, whatever. I'm just telling you, what have you done for me lately? I just told you what Aaron Rodgers did lately.
Is he gonna do OTAs or he's not coming
okay.
until?
How many wins has the quarterbacks we have right now in the building working out at OTAs? How many games have they won in the NFL?
None. I mean,
goose egg.
Yeah,
zero.
You preach it to the choir. If you're trying to build a team right now, though,
I want this year. I ain't worried about 2026. I want Aaron Rodgers now. Now.
We are taking a break.
The Houdat Nation would be all excited about Aaron Rodgers.
Senator Eric McCoy, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the wild time here.